Where do you think things are heading with this agent? When do you think it'll be available clinically?
Denosumab trials in osteoporosis are fully enrolled. Events for the benign indication need to take place, so you need to have enough fractures that the FDA would approve it. So I think that's probably 2 or 3 years out. In the cancer indication, there are now 4 studies that are enrolling patients. 1 study in breast cancer with bone mets, 1 study in prostate cancer with bone mets, 1 study in multiple myeloma, and a 4th study in prostate cancer patients with rising PSA without bone mets, a prevention study. Those studies will probably complete enrollment in 2007, and it's probably going to be another year or so till events take place. So I would guess that we're looking at 2009 or 2010 before approval of that would occur in patients with the malignant indication.
Any suggestion of the possibility of an anti-tumor effect of this agent?
Yes. The mechanism by which RANK ligand turns on osteoclasts is that it sees a receptor on the surface of osteoclast precursors called the RANK receptor. So RANK ligand hooks into the RANK receptor and turns on osteoclasts. Dr. Dougal presented some very exciting work this week with human specimens showing that a significant proportion, it was 3/4 of patients with metastatic prostate cancer in bone, those prostate cancer cells expressed the RANK receptor, as did osteoclasts. So it's very possible in the bone marrow microenvironment that RANK ligand can stimulate not only osteoclasts, but it can also stimulate the growth of prostate cancer cells directly. Now, if that's the case, inhibitor of RANK ligand, such as denosumab, might inhibit tumor cell growth directly. And with a collaborator, we're hoping to take a look at some breast cancer cells and other cancer cells in the bone marrow microenvironment to see if other cancer cells do express the RANK receptor. So, yeah, there's a very good possibility of a direct anti-tumor effect of inhibition of the RANK ligand, RANK pathway.
You know, prostate cancer, you have the PSA. Is anybody thinking about just literally a therapeutic trial to see whether it works?
Yeah. As always, your questions are right on, Neil. We're going back now into the phase 2 trials of denosumab in prostate cancer and in breast cancer, and we're going to look at PSA decline with treatment with denosumab, and we're going to look at CA2729 as a marker of direct anti-tumor effect in the breast cancer trials, but we've not yet done so, but we hope to in the next couple of months.